Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I first left home at age 18. I was raised on Staten Island, New York, and I left home only because it was time. It was my desire to look at other places and see different parts of the world. So I set my sights on Springfield, Missouri. They said it was nestled in the Ozark Mountains and there was a lovely college there, and I decided to go to Springfield, Missouri, this New York girl. And after 2 years of hearing a sack instead of a grocery bag, like normal people say, after talking about pop, which is not your daddy, but is soda, and going to water fountains that were called bubblers, I had had just about enough of Midwest life, and I flew home and spent my last 2 years of college in Staten Island, New York, and determined that I was going to stay in New York City for the rest of my life. I had perfected my accent, and I loved my New York accent. And when people tell me nowadays that it's fading, it makes me sad, so I practice. You can take the girl out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the girl. There's a saint today that we memorialize in many ways. In Chicago, they turn the rivers green. His name was Patrick, and he left his home when he was 16 years of age, but he didn't leave willingly. He was born in what is now known as Scotland. That might surprise people. People think he was Irish, but he was a Scottish boy. And he was taken from home, not by his loving parents to go someplace else, but he was kidnapped. And he was brought to Ireland as a slave. And this boy, who had known the comforts of home, was pressed into service to become a shepherd in a pagan land. And for 6 years, he labored. Can you imagine being a teenager, leaving everything you ever knew, and being taken by force? And so this boy, Patrick, did not have friends, did not understand the language until he had lived there for a while, and the only company he could keep was God. And so the story goes that he prayed night and day, prayed to be sent back home, prayed for comfort and for help. And after 6 years, he was given a vision. And in the vision, he was told, "You can go home now." So he escaped, and he went 200 miles to the shore and persuaded a captain to take him on board a ship. It took him a long time, but he eventually came home. And there was a great homecoming. His parents and his family and friends were so delighted to see him. And this young man, Patrick, was so grateful to God that he studied for the ministry, and he became a priest and then a bishop in the church. And then one time he had a dream. And the dream told him that he must go back to that land of his captivity to preach the gospel. But you see, Patrick was no longer a citizen of Scotland, nor was he a citizen of Ireland. He was a citizen of heaven. And he understood that to know Christ was to follow him, no matter where life brought him. And so he went back to Ireland. And as the story goes, he spent his final years, many decades in Ireland, sometimes facing great danger. But he evangelized the entire nation. And by the time he died, Ireland became a Christian nation. And year after year, he is celebrated because he was a citizen of heaven. Are you a citizen of heaven today? Citizens of heaven have an accent. And the accent is the accent of love. The accent is the accent of compassion. The accent is an accent of heavenly life. And anytime we meet somebody, do they understand that they have a certain accent, and it's the accent of heaven? We often think of citizenship of heaven being, that's where we're going someday. But the citizenship of heaven is the present tense. And we get our orders from the Heavenly Father that tells us to include and love everyone, even our enemies. I can only imagine what went through St. Patrick's head when he was told, go back to the place that enslaved you. And yet he went. And the people of Ireland to this day are grateful. St. Patrick had a breastplate. Now, you know what a breastplate is? It's like a bulletproof vest. And this breastplate was given to soldiers to protect them from arrows and spears. But St. Patrick did not have a physical breastplate. He had the words of God to help him, and he called it his breastplate. And part of his breastplate is in our hymnal. It's called St. Patrick's Hymn. But this part of the breastplate I want us to think about today. And this is what he said, Christ be with me. Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Is Jesus our breastplate today? Are we citizens of heaven? May we leave this place with the accent of love, with the accent of compassion, to be agents of Jesus in this world. We might not be called to evangelize a nation, but we are called to our friends, to our family, to our community, and perhaps to the entire world. Are you a citizen of heaven this day? Let us pray. Living for Jesus, a life that is new, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thine atonement did give Yourself for me. I own no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Lord Jesus, fill us with the accents of heaven as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, amen.